Come take my hand and see the world around you. The time is right, just let the light surround you. And step by step, you feel it coming alive. The feeling deep down inside, and you've got nothing to hide. To reach the top, you've gotta keep on moving. Don't let it stop, just gotta keep on moving. I know you're doing your best, you're stepping up from the rest. Just keep on passing the test.
A pleasant good evening to you, and welcome to another episode of Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TDN Radio. Yes, so today is another Tuesday, and as we do on every Tuesday, we stop by to get energized and powered up for the week ahead and to remind ourselves of the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves. So today is no exception. We are happy to be here with you for another episode of Untapped Potential on TDN Radio. Looking at the calendar, we see that today is already the last Tuesday of the month, so today being September 26, 2023, the last September of the month. Where did the month go? So as with the other months, the time is quickly speeding along, and we are grateful for our goals. We are grateful for everything that we may have accomplished during September. But as we continue to see, we have so much more to do to accomplish those goals that we have set out for ourselves. So I hope that you have a plan for your goals. I hope that you are checking off your to-do list as you continue to work on your goals. And you know, it just occurred to me that sometimes we just have to set aside some goals that are just not working out. So a few months ago, we had the opportunity to start a project called Diaspora for Good, where we were going to create a resource base of Dominicans who have particular skills and place them on a website, as along with some island influencers, people who have done very well for themselves. But unfortunately, it doesn't seem like that project will be coming through, because as is often the case in Dominica, things start off really good, everybody's energized, and then before you know it, life takes over and folks are not committed to the project. So despite my best efforts, that is one of the projects that I would have to let's go for this year. But we truly thank those who were involved, who gave it a good go, but have since moved on to other projects. So just a note, keep in mind that sometimes if things are not working out, it might be better to move on to another project which is more feasible for you and the time that you have. So again, welcome to the program. We will continue our interview that we started last week. Last week, if you joined us, you know we were talking about the state of healthcare at the hospital in Dominica. So we want to continue to bring you that interview. I believe we will start off with where I was reading the comments from Facebook from that program we did about 2 weeks ago. So we will go right into the Facebook comments, and then we will continue with the recommendations which our experts offered us in terms of the way forward for the hospital. So again, we had Dr. Ivy Pascal, we had Nurse Halima Thomas, and we had Nurse Rosie Felix, and they all stopped by to give their recommendations and to express their concerns about the state of the Dominica China Friendship Hospital. So we will bring you the second part of this program, but as we always do, we want to start the program up on we want to start the program off on a note of gratitude. So what are you grateful for today? We continue to be grateful for life, for family, for work, for productivity, for mental health. So very important to be grateful for mental health. We are also grateful because it looks like that H word, which often strikes the Caribbean, we won't say the real word. Because I am concerned that if we say the real word, one of them will just simply come and strike Dominica. So that H word that we suffer during this time of the year, it looks like we're in the clear. We had Tropical Storm Ophelia, which impacted the U.S. But other than that, this is the time of the year when things tend to simmer down a little bit. So we're hoping that that is the case and that we are officially in the clear for 2023. So we are certainly grateful that there was no major incident surrounding that. But speaking of major incidents, you know, the murder rate in Dominica continues to rise. We had a double murder on this weekend, so we hope that the authorities will do something to intervene in all these murders that are now occurring in Dominica. So again, thank you for being here for another episode of Untapped Potential. Let us go ahead and start this program off with a great song. This one done for you by Elaine, and it is called You Give Me Hope, because that is what we need in these very trying times. So let's enjoy this number from Elaine, You Give Me Hope, and then stay tuned for the second portion of our pre-recorded interview on the state of healthcare at the Dominica China Friendship Hospital. And then stay tuned as we continue along with the program.
You're my rescue, you're my remedy. everyone in the audience. Special good night to the panelists and the host, Lambie. Good night to you. My friend Paula Lupin is here. Earl Winnie. Margaret Wallace, we said, Alvin says good night to your guests. Good, important conversation. So we're going to just try to take very few comments from each person. David Bertrand out there in the UK, good morning. Well, David, it's morning for you. Thank you for being up with us. He says, good morning, Dr. Simone, Dr. IP, Rosie, Halima, Lambie, and the listening public. From YouTube, Anu Imus Records, good night, everyone. Thank you for that YouTube comment. Yinwa Berij, good night, Dr. Pascal. Sandra Guerin says, I recall many years ago when my aunt was in the ICU department and the Dominican nurses used a determine the definition of a word and put it in the context of the conversation. This, I can tell you, bothered me a whole lot. Thank you for sharing that. Nixie Alfred, learning of the English language should be mandatory prerequisite before the foreign healthcare workers are allowed to work in the healthcare system. Sam Kelly, very interesting dialogue, but I think a person from the Ministry of Health should be on the panel to deal some of the concerns and speculations right on the spot. A lot of things could be clarified immediately rather than waiting for a delayed response or sometimes none at all. And Sam, you're absolutely correct. But the question is, can we convince anyone from the ministry to join us on this program? And the answer is unfortunately not, because we have tried reaching out at different points in time to different government officials to be on this program. And unfortunately, we don't even get a response, no acknowledgement of receipt of your email or anything. But again, we are always open to inviting everyone and anyone who has a contribution to make to this program. Mervyn Wallace, any foreign medical graduate seeking a practice in the US must take and pass an English test before getting a chance to apply to a residency program. It should absolutely be required that imported professionals into Dominica should be proficient in English. Winnie Green, one important factor is ongoing training for all professional and administrative staff. Most importantly, how to administer good customer service. Cecilia Joseph Cook, I see you. What's the starting pay for RNs? We lost Rosie for a minute. Hopefully she'll join us in a little while. And Nick S. Gray, hey, nice to see you, Nicole. Nice to have you here. What are the nurses' pay rates? Let's make a note of that. What are the nurses' pay rates? We have a phone call coming in. Let's take the call.
Good evening, caller. Please go ahead with your call.
Good evening. Good evening, panelists.
Good evening, sir.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100% and 120%. Politicians need to stay away from the hospital. Okay. I guarantee all you, if election were to call tomorrow or next week or this month, the amount of goodies you would hear going in the hospital for the citizens of Dominica, you would be surprised. Kerry promised those people free health care for the election. In one election cycle, Kerry spent $129 million. Today, he has nurses and doctors staying away from the hospital. We cannot see any benefits carried forth in the hospital over the last 23 years. So I am telling you, politics is the one that brings healthcare to its knees in Dominica and not the Dominican people. Imagine a prime minister tell you, two people coming for a job to him. One is a labor right and one is a UWP or a freedom right. He will choose a labor right, no matter the qualification over the UWP or anybody else. And what I'm saying is that what's going to provide healthcare is everybody working. It's discriminating some people against another, and everybody has to use the hospital. How can you raise enough money to develop a proper healthcare when you're discriminating half of the people in the country?
Yes, thank Thank you, caller. Thank you. And don't forget, he also said he has health insurance and can fly out of the country if he and his family gets sick. How about you? And then what happened? All the people in the audience, they clapped. So let's leave that alone. David Joseph, we are lacking specialized doctors in Dominica. Too often we have only one doctor specializing in certain fields. At present, we have mute your mic. Please, Rosie, mute your mic. At present, we have only one cardiologist on island. If we are to send doctors overseas for training, we ought to know the areas where we are lacking and have individuals trained in those fields. Let's see. Mervin totally agrees. Marlo Mandingo, objection. Yes, we can pay sometimes, but government have money to do all kind of magi, stupid, stoop stand. Okay, very colloquial. Alvin, health and lifestyle goes hand in hand. The high rise of cancer and other illnesses has to do with many of these young person's lifestyle. Monel Williams, John Baptist, great to have you on board. On a point of correction, healthcare in Dominica is not free. It's only free for children from 0 to 16 and 60 and over. Additionally, oftentimes when healthcare is sought off the island, it is usually funded by a GoFundMe or something about government who has not diverted enough resources into the healthcare sector. We cannot allow the government to abdicate its duty by ensuring that the health sector is properly funded and our health workers duly compensated. Thank you, Monel, for that. Hermelina Watson Duveni, hi, Auntie Hummy. The food they serve at the hospital is not much different than the bad food that the people eat out there. A fry balau, a piece of bread, and a cup of lukewarm tea for dinner in a hospital. Wow. Winnie Green, Nurse Abdullah, you hit the nail on the head. The buck starts with each individual understanding the importance of maintaining good health, and that encompasses diet, exercise, prevention, care, mental health, and overall lifestyle adaptation. Last name, Berenge. In the small BVI, there is national healthcare insurance. Everyone is supposed to be a part of it once you're working, and a percentage is deducted from the salary monthly, like SS or income tax. Indigenous Bushman, nice to see you. It says, great discussion. Rasbado Smith, Doc, tell them. Nixie Alfred, I agree with Dr. IP. The proper policies have to be enacted. The provision of national health insurance should also be a focal point of attention for those in authority. Indigenous Bushman, preventative measures should be protected. One more from Monel. The hands-to-mouth salaries does not allow for set asides. Doc, the economic situation of the country will help to further exacerbate health situation. Stress alone is wreaking havoc. So guys, thank you so much for all your comments. Auntie Hami says the stress of more of the majority of Dominicans are under how can they eat well and exercise. So guys, keep the comments coming and I will try to get to them as soon as possible. But again, for our panel, let's just open up the floor. Anything you want to comment on in terms of the comments on Facebook and our callers, and the recommendations that you would like to offer at this point. So ladies first, Dr. Nurse Amma, go ahead.
Well, I'm going to zone in on the question, the man who called from New York. He talked about taking the onus, like making sure that we take the initiative for our health. And I do a lot of lives on health. And they're public and anyone can see them, because I feel that's how I can give back to the community. I don't have money, but I give information. So if you want to follow me, I also have Dominica Garden Club, where we have gone ahead. We have over 1,000 members now, where we have gone ahead to encourage Dominicans to grow what they eat. listen, in all my lives, I say, we all already know what we should be doing, because we were raised by people who had a good understanding of how to take care of themselves. When I was growing up, hospital was for old people that something happened, or somebody that had some random issue that they could not handle, an acute situation, or for an accident, something of that nature. But hospital was not necessarily where you would find people my age group now, like Gen Xers, are dying at an alarming rate. That's the population between late 40s to like early 60s. We're dying at an alarming rate from cancers and non-communicable diseases and other diseases that we can prevent. And I always say, let's just say that the government is going to do nothing. We still have to survive. We still have to take care of ourselves, because I don't see the situation changing. And that's why I say the whole reason why I'm here is to talk about actions. Like, yeah, we can call and talk about what the government did or the government not doing. And I get that. And I agree to a certain extent. But it start with us. Grow your garden. Go to church. Stop driving recklessly. Take a hold on your teenagers. You know, make two ends meet the best way you can, be and put the money into food versus the things that we see that we want, that we cannot afford. You know, there's a lot of that going on at home. People, you will see them today enjoying a party, a seawall effect, and then tomorrow they have to ask somebody for $5 to feed their children. You know, well, I'm going to be direct and I'm going to be point blank, you know. And then before time, yeah, people would go and party and whatever, but everybody knew Sunday morning they went to church. How many people are engaged in mindfulness? How many people are exercising, you know, doing something to release all the stress that they're dealing with now? Dominica is a stressful place. Go in your garden, take off your shoes, ground yourself, go to the beach, take your children to the beach, take them off the electronic devices, grow your food, eat your food. You know, that's going to be the biggest thing I focus on here tonight, because I'm not sure anything is going to change. So all I'm going to be advocating for, that I advocated for in the past, is to take the responsibility for ourselves.
Yeah, very good. And Lambie, someone wanted the overseas number. So can we repeat the overseas number one more time?
The number is 305-432-9624.
Thank you. Yeah, so IT, hopefully that person got the number. Yeah, so the floor is open. Nurse Felix, if you wanted to add your recommendations, we're just going to open the floor and talk about our recommendations. Where do we go from here? Give her a minute to unmute her mic. Oh, you're muted again. You're muted.
It's a bit slow. Yes, thanks. I lost connection there and it cost me a few minutes. So you're saying you were discussing recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, of course, there are many things in place, you know, as it pertains to services, you know, that are offered at the hospital. There have been increased services in the last 20 years. There have been a lot of services that have been added.
One second, Ms. Felix. Let's take a phone call. I'm sorry. Hold that thought, okay?
Good evening, caller. Thanks for being here. Go ahead, please.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi. Interesting program going on in Dominica.
Thank you.
My name is Geoffrey Lafont. Let me be transparent. I've been listening to your program over the last hour or so with regards to healthcare and the state of art in Dominica. My question is to Dr. IP. He said if there's more money put into the health system, there will be improvement in the health system. Does he really think the doctors will perform better in the health system, the nurses will perform better? I think not necessarily so. I think the policies with regards to the health system is flawed. So hence, we have a flawed health system in Dominica. The elephant in the room is medical training. I'm going to be plain about it. The people, Cuba has an excellent health system, but the health education in Cuba has been watered down because of the numbers they have taken over the last 20, 30 years. So Cuba has so many schools that the doctors are not getting the sort of experience they need, okay, to become proficient doctors. So that's the elephant in the room to start with. And let's not beat about the bush. I work in Barbados. Barbados do not take the doctors from Cuba. They have to do an internship again because we recognize the issues with the Cuban medical education. It is disparate from the Cuban health system. Yeah? The next thing is the changing face of health in the region. That in the past we did infectious diseases, now we're doing this chronic non-communicable diseases. We have to appreciate, we have to change our focus with regards to health prevention, what we eat, our lack of exercise. You know, we talk about how many more doctors we need and when people take in all the bad chicken we're importing from overseas. You know, young girls, boys attaining puberty before they reach 8 or 9. So we have a change in focus, not just money. Money, yes, will do a lot better, but we need to change the policies with regards to how we address and set up a health system in Dominica. But Dr. IP, tell me about, do you think if we put in more money in the health system in Dominica, things will improve? That's my question to Dr. IP. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, caller. Thank you, Mr. Geoffrey Lafont in Barbados.
You want me to answer that?
Yes, and then we'll come back to you, Rosie. Please keep your thoughts, okay?
Thanks, Geoffrey, for putting me on the... Which is me on the spot.
Hot seat.
The answer to that is really that the issues in health in Dominica have multiple causes. Health financing is just one of them. So, like everything else, even when you're treating a patient, if there are multiple causes for the condition, you have to address all those causes for you to ensure you get a good result. So I would say that health, because of the fact that what drives quality health care in 2023, and no one will deny that, is technology, and technology is finance. I would want to believe, although there's only one way to know, you have to put in the money, that's the only one way to know. I would want to believe that it would. Based on, if you take that scientific approach, if financing and the efficient uses of financial resources within the healthcare is the major factor in determining the quality of health, it stands to reason that if you increase the financing, you will get some improvement. You may not get the improvement you want without addressing the other factors, but all the other factors that are also dependent on financing. So whether it's health information, whether it's health education, whether it's vaccination, whatever preventative thing is also in the modern age determined by technology. You have to be able to go out there, you have to be able to reach the people where they are. And it's the only way you can do that is with technology. So I can't say how much it would improve it, but I figure, yes, definitely, there is no doubt about that, in addition to the other things. Because The research shows, in truth and in fact, that there are three major determinants to the quality of healthcare in our times. One is the quality of the healthcare professional to which you spoke to, whether it's a nurse, a lab technician, a physician, the educated or informed patient, and financing or technology. And so those are the three major things. So you would have to address all of those things for it to get a quantum leap in your quality of care, but you would most likely get the biggest leap if you ensure that the necessary financing for the minimum standard of care and the efficient use of that resources would be critical. That's the way I would answer the question.
Yes, thank you. And Nurse Felix, let's come back to you. You were in the middle of a thought.
Yes, and I'm not sure I remember the exact thought, but I'm listening to Dr. Pascal and responding to the question. It's taken me to primary health care. And Dominica, we were on a trajectory to where we had the best primary health care in the region, which of course spoke to prevention of disease. And so where we are at now at our hospital, overwhelmed with chronic non-communicable diseases, added to the emerging infections that we have now, have complicated matters. I believe a heavier investment in our healthcare providers, especially our nurses or physicians or midwives, would make a difference, because the truth is many of our local consultants, they come here and the pay is so mega, they leave. That's the major reason, among others, of course, while many of our nurses are leaving. People, you know, tell you, if I were paid well, I could take the stress, but I can't be taking the stress and still no money, you know, to go with it. And of course, if you pay people well, you would be able to be even more strict with your rules and your regulations on them. I want to go back to the point two of the policy, as Dr. Jeffrey said, our policies, our healthcare policies are weak. And as for who is asking to implement them, the health commission who was tasked with the assignment was assigned the task of evaluating our healthcare system and to come up with solutions to improve it. That same health commission or many of the people who are on the health commission are now on the hospital authority board. And loads and loads of recommendations have been given to that commission. And you have now, the commission has turned to be the board, and instead, we have great improvement. We not see. So the people, again, we put in to make the policies and implement the policies. We have a problem there. And as I started earlier at the beginning of the program, when I spoke about quality control and risk management, if we cannot strengthen our quality control and our risk management department, then it means we don't know what our standards, we don't know how to maintain our standards, how to intervene when we go below our standards. So we will not achieve the state of the art that we want to filter down to the client. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about National Health Insurance Forward for 20 years, and nothing has come out of it. But again, I do agree with Ms. Halima there. We have to take a lot of responsibility, and in as far as it concerns the pre- preventive part of health. We got to rise up and be more aggressive about preserving our health, because if we are afraid to go to the hospital, we may as well fight to save and our the good health that we have remaining. Those of us who have those of us in perfect health, we've got to be very aggressive about maintaining that health. But again, we need to invest in our health professionals financially as it pertains to their pay, and then have our health or quality control come down heavy, because we now paying you well and we're giving you all the resources to do your work, so you don't have excuse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for that, Nurse Felix. And I want both you and Dr. IP, I'm coming to you, Nurse Amma, but I want both you and Dr. IP to tell us the role of the Hospital Authority Board, because we've talked about them quite a bit, but we don't seem to be hearing from them with regards to all the complaints that we hear on the grounds. We know that the Dominica Public Service Union has been reaching out to them, and they don't even acknowledge receipt of the communication. So I want you guys to think about the role of the Dominica Hospital Authority. Nurse Amma, I'm going to come to you, because we had talked about doing this at a village level in terms of supplies. So I want you to speak on that. But I think we have a call. Lambly, is the caller still there?
Let's see. Caller, are you still there?
Hello.
Yes, good evening. Go ahead with your call.
Good evening. I would like to invite the committee or whoever is going to put up the whatever to the authority, your recommendation. Include in your recommendation that if there are 3-1 kitchen preparing meals for patients, they should have a dietitian there. I was a patient at the Princess Margaret Hospital, and I am diabetic. I never ate there, because as soon as they brought the food in, I will see on the plates written diabetes. When I uncover it, the food is not for diabetics, it's for the normal person who is healthy eating normal food. I would see beef. Oh, I never see beef in my life like that. Mostly every day is beef. I don't know which farmer is giving the hospital gifts, but at least they should inform farmers when they bring in what to bring in. And I wasn't eating the food. If it had vegetables in it, I would pick the vegetables out and eat it. But they would notice that that particular patient was not eating the food. As for the dinner, I never eat that, because they would pass around 5:30 and give you 2 slices of bread, white bread, and 1 little slice of whatever, if it's sausage or cheese with it. I would take the tea, because the tea used to be very hot. I wasn't taking the milk. The milk was glow-led. I would take the bush tea. But then they should have people informing the cooks, whoever is preparing, what to prepare for whoever. And when they are distributing their food, make sure they give the food to the person it's intended for. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Carla, for your contribution. And Nurse Amma, are you with us? Yes. So we had a conversation and we talked about the importance of doing this as a village level, because what we found is that even when Dominicans are interested in sending supplies to the hospital, many times it's rejected, right? So we talked about the importance of having emergency kits at the village level, maybe through the village council, so that when Dominicans have to go to the hospital, again, taking matters into our own hand, which is something I know that you're passionate about, at least having some supplies that they can take with them, because we already know that when they get to the hospital is going to ask them to provide supplies such as gauze. So your thoughts on that, Nurse Amma?
Well, it's something we've spoken about. I do believe that, so for example, when we do give supplies to patients here, we're operating on a budget. We have talked about budget and logistics.
and surprise in this state of life. From what I know from working with the healthcare system is that supplies and equipment are very expensive.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if you changed something, but your voice is sounding very staticky. Did you change your device?
No. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah, you're sounding very staticky. Let's try again.
Well, let me leave and enter back. And
okay, that's fine. So in the meantime, let's go over to Nurse Felix and Dr. IP. The role of the hospital authority board and why, despite all the uproars we hear about the complaints in Dominica, we hear nothing from them.
I would want to think that the role of the board is to ensure its staff, and not only nurses and doctors and midwives and all the technicians and so on, but from the top level to the bottom level, because everybody who works in the hospital impacts in some way, people who come to the hospital for service. And I'd want to think that the role of the board is to ensure that the quality care is delivered. And by quality, I want to reiterate care that is safe, effective, efficient, affordable, timely, equitable, respectful and compassionate, and very importantly, patient-centered.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, Dr. IP. And Ms. Amma, we're coming back to you.
It cannot be only about contract and uniform and who stays, who goes. The main thing is the delivery of care, and that is where the emphasis is supposed to be.
Yes, absolutely. And as I come to you, Dr. IP, now, do we have a new CEO? Am I correct on that? So is there hope at this point? You're muted.
I do not know. What I know is that there is no board. I don't know if there's a new CEO, but I know there is no board at present.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit, from where I stand, it's a little bit more expansive than the role of the board. You see, we never had a board before, and things like hospital boards have come into being in the practice of providing quality healthcare for the same reason I've been emphasizing, because of the fact that technology is what drives it, and technology is financing. And apparently it was felt that across the world, not just in Dominica, that's been going on in the States and Europe for years, that governments were not efficient enough in that kind of management. And it was better to get a board that was independent with the right people and with the right approaches and practices and policies, and that would hopefully improve the quality of care.
Mm-hmm.
But the board would have to meet certain requirements. They would have to be independent. They would have to be given the necessary funding to work effectively. And they would have to have, an understanding of what is their role and function. And it would seem to me that the little I know about the functioning of the board in Dominica to date is like, as Nurse Felix is suggesting, that it's more about maybe regulating health professionals than addressing the other major issues of efficient use of resources, appropriate policies and practices, or if you want to put it, cutting edge care, which is not just only about regulating healthcare professionals. And so I think that is maybe the difficulty, because let's face it, and I'm not gonna be to say if the idea of the board was to bring some independence through the overseeing of the delivery of quality healthcare services, then that board should be relatively independent. Mm-hmm. If you even look at how the board is appointed, already it's lost half of its independence. So I think these are the fundamental issues. And if we don't get to the root of the problem, I don't think anything will work. So if the board is an issue, for example, one of my recommendations right now is that there need to be an audit, mm-hmm. monitoring of evaluation of what has happened to the healthcare or the medical care services at the hospital since you put a board compared to when you didn't have a board and what needs to be done. Because if there's this crisis, what is the real nature of the crisis? Mm-hmm. And who's going to demand that from the board or from the authorities? So I think it's again how we tend to do things in Dominica, that we don't go to the root of the problem and we don't, I think, fully understand the role of the board, or maybe even the board itself doesn't fully understand its role if it's taking directives still from the ministry, and if it's not even there, How can it function? So I think these are some of the fundamental issues that unless you address them without fear of favor and without fear of retribution, you're going to have a problem.
Mm-hmm. Because absolutely.
Dominica is the last country in the Caribbean to institute this board at the hospital. We should not be having these problems because all these problems were sort of faced by all the other islands. So it is ridiculous to me. So I don't want to go there, but so fundamentally, I think that is the issue. What is the role and function of the board, and is it performing that role and function satisfactorily, and what are the reasons why it isn't? And we might very well find out one of the main reasons is the direction it has taken and the failure to understand that the ensuring that you get the money again to do the work you expected to do is the most crucial thing, because how are you going to motivate the health practitioner who is under stress if on top of the stress the salary is rock bottom, and mm-hmm. if when they want to get a piece of equipment they can't get it, and then they have a patient who is delayed in the hospital for 3 days because they can't get a certain blood test, they now have to go and get the family to. So I'm saying, whether we like it or not, fundamentally, that's the root of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Financing of the system, the efficient uses of the resources, and putting the people there who have the capacity to do the work and make the appropriate policies.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And you know, I'm coming to you, Dr. Amer, but Nurse Amer, but I think you need to finish your PhD because I keep calling you nurse. I'm calling everybody doctor this evening because you are highly qualified health professional. But I'm happy that Nurse Felix mentioned Dr. Joffrey because I thought I recognized his name. So correct me if I'm wrong, but he was on Fadina's program as yeah. Dr. Joffrey Lafour. So Dr. Lafour, if you're still listening, I think there is space in this conversation for you, because I think what we would also be helpful is if we look at a comparison of healthcare, hospital healthcare in the other Caribbean islands versus what we're seeing in Dominica. So that would give us some perspective on in terms of where we are in Dominica and the changes that are needed. So Dr. Lafour, I expect a WhatsApp from me. I did actually get your phone number from Fadina a few months ago. So if you're willing, we would love to engage you in a conversation on this topic. But Nurse Amer, let me come back to you. And then guys, we're going to come back to you for your final thoughts because the time is speeding ahead. And I want to ensure that we engage our Facebook Live contributors one more time because I'm seeing some really, really good comments coming from Facebook. So Nurse Amer, let me have you finish your thoughts and then we're going to circle back around for some final thoughts.
Okay, so I am always I tend to be a little bit more radical in my
yes.
I'm very, very liberal and very radical. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the root cause of the problem, as a nurse, we like to go to the pathophysiology of the disease process. Right now, our disease that's presenting, right now we have a poor healthcare system. But if you go to what brings it to a poor level of functioning, it is really the people. The people themselves are responsible for where they are today. They're responsible with their vote. They're responsible with how they take care of themselves. And they're responsible with what they continue to do. We cannot have any change. We can sit here and talk forever. There will be no change until the people decide that they have had enough. How do you feel when you bring your family to the hospital and there are no supplies, that there's no EKG monitor, or there's an EKG, but there's nobody trained to use it? Or maybe there are people trained to use it, but they're inundated. How do you feel seeing your loved ones die because we don't have pads to put on you to code you? How do you feel about it? How do you feel that there are only 6 ICU beds and you're the 7th person coming in and your family is going to perish? How do you feel about that? So I want to challenge our people to spring into action. Do what's necessary first with your vote, with your voice. That's where you have the most power. You can call Q95 from now till December, like they say in Margot. You can call them all the days of your life. Nothing will change until you decide as an individual to make that change with the only power you have, your vote. So in saying that, I also like actions. And where we are right now, people, we are in a state of crisis. And so we will deal with what we have. Follow me on Facebook. Follow Bushman, Indigenous Bushman, who gives a lot of herbal education that you can use for yourself. Follow Dr. Margaret Wallace. She gives you the mental health part of it. Mm-hmm. We saw a lady in crisis recently. And you know, we won't even go into that. But she did a live on that. So follow her so you can learn how to take care of your mind, your body, your soul. When you go into the hospital, which is what I'm supposed to respond to, but that can be my closing thought, Simone. Yes. I don't need to say anything after that. When you go into the hospital, there are certain things that you're going to need to take with you. And some of them are basic supplies that you should keep at your home. And I made a list, and it's quite disheartening that I even have to tell you some of these things on the list, because they should be at the hospital. And so you need to make sure you have gauze, you have antibiotic ointment. You should all have this stocked at home. I will put it on my Facebook page. You can go on there for the list.
Yeah, and you can send it to me, and I'll post it on Pushpress 10 as well.
You need to have some kind of antihistamine for if your child is having an allergic reaction from bites, stings, or other food allergies that you previously did not know about. You need to have some kind of medication like Tylenol or Advil or whatever is your choice. You need to have some kind of antiseptic solution with you. You need to have, I heard now people are having to buy their own IVs. So if you can afford, check Amazon, get an IV starter kit, and be prepared, you know. You need to make sure you have some kind of diarrhea medicine. So if you have all of this, you can kind of even reach out to a doctor or somebody that you know to see how you can take care of yourself. I'll tell you, one of the biggest things that the hospital does not have is the correct tubes for your blood work. So you need to have a blue top tube. You need to have a pink top tube. You need to have a purple top tube and a light green top tube waiting at your home. This is ridiculous. I'm even saying this for you to be able to get the correct blood work
when you go, because they are sorely lacking in those supplies. I wish I could expound further, but we're running out of time. I'll follow up with a live on my page. You can add me on your Facebook and we'll continue from there.
Yes, remind us of your page again, please.
It's Amma Thomas.
Yes, absolutely. And guys, don't forget, if you missed any portion of the conversation this evening, because I think Nurse Amma is giving us a great list of supplies we all need to have, because we know of the unfortunate situation at the hospital. Don't forget, from tomorrow, this program will be on Q95DA.com. So Q95DA.com, because I know a lot of our listeners are not on Facebook.
You are listening to Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone. If you live in Canada, the US, and the UK, and are looking for Dominica products, including cocoa sticks, bay rum, coffee, soaps, crafts, and other popular Dominica items, then look no further. You can now shop on buydominicaonline.com, a secure, easy-to-navigate website selling a wide variety of Dominica-made and Dominica-inspired products. When you shop on buydominicaonline.com, you are helping to grow Dominica's economy. Go to buydominicaonline.com and enjoy home away from home.
You've just been listening to the second portion of the healthcare program we did on the state of healthcare in Dominica. We know that the authorities listen to most of our programs. As a matter of fact, they record just about every program we do. So hopefully they will take the recommendations to the necessary authorities so that we can see some improvements at the Dominica China Friendship Hospital. So as we continue along with the program here, I want to bring you our tip of the week as we continue to motivate ourselves to achieve our goals. And this one is coming from womensday.com. So womensday.com, and it talks about 50 Monday motivational quotes to start your week off right. I know today's Tuesday, but only yesterday it was Monday. So 50 Monday motivation quotes to start your week off right. And it begins by saying, your alarm clock goes off bright and early on a Monday morning, and you push the snooze button for an extra 5 minutes to sleep before you shuffle to the shower, brew a mug or two of coffee, and open your work email inbox. If this sounds like your typical Monday morning, then you may be in need of some Monday motivational quotes that will help you start the day off right. There's no better way to say good morning than with a few motivational quotes that'll help get you through the rest of the week. Whether you have a huge deadline on Friday or you are starting a new workout routine this week, reading or writing down a few of these motivational Monday quotes will help you to regroup and focus on what lies ahead. Find inspiration in empowering words by singers, writers, television producers, and athletes. If you follow the Christian faith, there are also powerful spiritual quotes that will inspire you. It doesn't matter which Monday motivation quote you choose, as long as it speaks to you, your Monday will already be off to a better start. So here are a couple of ones that they recommend. So here's one. Success is to wake up each morning and consciously decide that today will be the best day of your life. So a lot of it is about choice. A lot of it is about choice. So let's see what they say here. Today is your opportunity to build the tomorrow you want. Hey, I know it's Monday, but it's also a new day, a new week. And in that lies new opportunity for something special to happen. Mondays are the start of the week, which offer new beginnings. Oh, I like this one. Here's another one. What lies behind you and what lies in front of you pales in comparison to what lies inside you. Oh, I love this one. And this one reminds me of one of my favorite quotes, that a cloudy day is no match for a sunny disposition. So whether you're having a good or a bad day, the fact that you take positivity with you every day is what will carry you through difficult times. So that is one of the favorite quotes that I keep in mind as I go along during the week. So it says, calm mind is the ultimate weapon against your challenges, reminding ourselves to stay calm, especially when negative forces come our way. You know, we've been dealing with this woman who's stolen our information for the Dominica Child Protection Society, and she just randomly shows up and decides to send me 9 WhatsApp negative messages. Well, actually, I don't even know if they're negative because I refuse to open them. And that just tells us that we have control over what we allow in our space. So I often remind myself that I have to insulate myself against the negative energy, the toxic energy of the world. So how are you insulating yourself from the toxic energy in the world? Are you choosing not to respond to negative messages? Are you choosing not to respond to negative comments? Are you making efforts to avoid those who come to you in a negative way? So we do have a choice. We do have a choice in terms of how we respond to a lot of what happens in our life. So going back to womensday.com, here's another motivational quote. Learning how to be still, to really be still and let life happen. That stillness becomes radiance. And that is from Morgan Freeman, who, as we know, is a wonderful actor. Here's another one. The goal is not always meant to be reached. It often serves simply as something to aim at. And this one is from Bruce Lee, right? Here's one from Maya Angelou. You can't use up creativity. The more you use, the more you have. Another one, build your own dreams or someone else will hire you to build theirs. Yes, I truly like this one. Yeah, so guys, if you're looking for just a little bit of inspiration every day, these are some wonderful quotes that you can just take a look at. Again, from womensday.com, and it will help to inspire you as you go along your day. So I want to thank you for being here with us for another episode of Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TDN Radio. Don't forget, for the best in programming, you can keep it locked to TDN Radio, and you can also check out Push Past 10, PushPast10.com for more information in terms of how we are all working to move Dominica forward, to advance our beautiful nature island, as well as our Dominicans at home and abroad. So I hope that you will take a look at pushpast10.com. We have some great news. I will be in Dominica soon, and hopefully we can make some even more important connections that will help us to facilitate our mission. So while you're on Pushpast 10, don't forget to click the media link for any programs you may have missed along the way. And also to check out our Facebook and our YouTube channels for all our great programming. So on YouTube, we are Push Past 10, as well as Facebook. So PushPast10 on Facebook and YouTube. And we are certainly always grateful for our audience that has now reached 164,000 visitors a month on Facebook. So we stay continuously grateful for your support as you continue to share our programming and we continue to build this network. And because of your generosity, we've now been invited to be a part of a Facebook bonus program where we will be able to earn revenue from our videos, from the likes, the shares, the comments that you post on those videos. So it's an invitation-only program, and I am grateful that because of your generosity, we've been able to grow by leaps and bounds. So again, thank you for being here for another episode of Untapped Potential. I look forward to being with you each and every Tuesday from 5:30 Eastern Standard Time. So we will do it again next week at the same time. Until then, remember that your life story is your strength. The challenges you faced before have prepared you for the challenges that you face today. So remember Tap into your potential. Remember to stay strong, to stay active, to stay positive, and to stay engaged. Until we meet again next week at the same time, you have yourself a productive week. Take care.